Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep. Rated R Safety Show, main story time. We get to hang out and we get to talk. And here's the thing. Last night, I kind of sat around and I was thinking about some stuff because that's what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, it's difficult for people like me. But you know that a lot of people tell you that you should be grateful for things. Yeah, I mean, like, you should be grateful. You should be happy. You should be always content in one way, shape, or form with the things that are going on around you. Like, don't be a jerk. Be kind of a nice person. All that kind of fun stuff. But sometimes we look back and we go, okay, hold on. How am I going to be thankful for everything? I can't be thankful for everything. There are certain things that I just can't be thankful for. Just kind of the way that it goes. And I don't know if that's 100% true, but we can still talk about it. So look at it from this particular standpoint for a moment. In your life, do you have regrets? Now, seriously, that's a legit question. Do you have regrets in your life? Because if you're able to answer yes to that question, here's the thing. You should be thankful for those regrets. Because look at it from a standpoint of it being a learning opportunity. It being one of those things that had a significant impact in your life that changed everything for you. And some people are going to struggle when I say this, but having regrets and being thankful for them means that you're appreciative that it had an impact on your life, that it was able to change things for you. So it's not an easy task. I mean, I'm not saying that this is an easy thing to do, but being grateful for those regrets can change everything. Now, think about it for a moment. And I'm going to tie this in for you. I heavily believed in and practiced behavior-based safety. And at the time, I thought there was nothing better than behavior-based safety. I thought that that was the coup de grace, if one may say it in that particular standpoint, in regards of understanding things, in regards of being able to move forward and being appreciative of things. But then I came to the realization that I don't think I was bringing safety to the forefront. If anything, it was that whole rendition that people talk about bringing fear to people in regards of, I wasn't using safety as let's try to be safe. I was using it as a reprimand tool. I was using it from the standpoint where I took it and I said, this is what needs to be done because this is how I'm holding people accountable and I will be able to reprimand them and do all these other things because I am using safety standpoints for reprimanding. So do I sit back and regret doing that? Of course I do. And the fun part is because of that regret, because of how I look at that, I look at things now and go, I am so grateful that I had such a messed up point of view in regards to that, in regards of what I was doing, because it led me down to another path that I realized that things that I was doing was wrong. Now, this is just talking from my work standpoint, not even my personal life, but I realized on the things that I was doing wrong. And I said, what would be the best aspect going forward? What would be the best thing to do? And that's where it got interesting. Because I look at it from the standpoint of, okay, if I'm able to acknowledge that I needed to be grateful for the regrets, what other things have I not been grateful that I needed to regret or that I did regret? And I don't look at it now and go in that particular fashion. Yeah, I know. A little weird to think about when we start talking about these things, but I always think that they're very important to go over as we move forward.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.